Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Danny Tiff on the BetMGM Network. Friday morning, good time edition. I'm Jinx, she's Chelsea. Coming up, the Eagles return to Philly with a feisty Rams team waiting to take them down. We'll go across the NFL, take an early look at the early slate on Sunday. So when I was handicapping yesterday, we all know about Derek Stingley Jr., right? Great corner for the Texans. Mm-hmm. And I remember, and I was like, I think I have this right. So I did a little research to make sure I was right, because this is an old school reference, but he's the grandson of Daryl Stingley. And Daryl Stingley, very famously, played for the Patriots in 1971 and was paralyzed for life in an NFL game. So I did a little research on this because I was like, I think I have this right, and he was. So he was a very good receiver coming out of Purdue. He goes across the middle as the Patriots are taking on the Raiders and takes an absolutely brutal hit from Jack Tatum of Oakland at the time, and it paralyzed him for life, paralyzed from the waist down. So the reason why I mentioned this, I know it's a downer story, but I was reading more about this. I thought it was fascinating. So they send Daryl Stingley to the hospital. And when he's there, he has one visitor. There's only one man that came to see him. And it was not a member of the Patriots. So this man called the Patriots and said, hey, before you leave, before you get on that plane to go back home, you need to get here and support your guy. And you know who that man was? It was John Madden, coach of the Raiders at the time.
Ah.
And they forged a lifelong friendship because of that moment. So I thought, I mean, it's an awful story, but... you know, Daryl did recover, you know, somewhat, and he and John Madden were fast friends until the end of Singletary's life, or Stingley's life, which I thought was pretty amazing.
Ah, Jenks, don't tell emotional stories.
It's a great story, though.
2 a.m.
I know.
But, like, I wasn't emotionally prepared for it. Do you ever, like, read about a story when you're, like, in the checkout line or something? You're like,
yeah.
I can't be crying.
I know.
I don't know. Like, that's so nice. And especially, like, with the contrast of, like, you know, football is such a masculine sport. Mm-hmm. So when you hear about, like, these emotionally, like, you know, connected stories about guys being, like, best friends and, like, doing mm-hmm. these great things for each other, I don't know. Just makes me emotional.
I know. I read that, too, and I was like, oh, my God, that is incredible. And also when, of course, after John Madden passed, there were all these tributes that came in. But it's a little inkling into the type of person he was and why he was so revered, not just because of his personality, his football knowledge, but because of these mm-hmm. personal relationships. And I thought, of course it was John Madden, the coach of the opposing team, who was like, I got to go check on this guy. So I kind of love that when you look at Madden, when you look at Stingley and that history there, the fact that, of course, it was a traumatic event, but also there was something really special about how that ended up in the end.
Right, and it just shows that, like, you can be competitors on the field, but, like, mm-hmm. you still respect each other, you know, as competitors, and you can still do that. And it's the ultimate sign of, like, sportsmanship. Aren't we, like, trying to be enforcing that these days, where it's like NFL is going to write sportsmanship on the field. Jalen Carter just spit on somebody's face. So, like, there are still examples of people who show sportsmanship. I know this was a long time ago, but like, if John Madden can do it, like, you guys can do it. You know, he was coaching for the other team.
Yeah, incredible. Set the bar and continues to be a legend to this day, and for reasons like that. Well, will we have some legendary picks in the NFL at BetMGM? Let's find out, Chelsea, and look at the early slate here. All right, what do we got? Packers, Browns, Bengals, Vikings, Steelers, Patriots, Rams, Eagles. Week 3 in 2025 in the National Football League was highlighted by a quarterback battle for the ages. Jake Browning of the Bengals and Carson Wentz of the Vikings prepared to put on a show featuring one touchdown and 12 interceptions. How do you feel about this game? Let's talk about this game. We can talk about whichever ones we want, but you got Bengals-Vikings in Minneapolis, and Minnesota is a 3-point favorite. Total is 41.5. I think I would actually go with Minnesota here just based on the defense.
One would think, right? But this line's only 3. So I do think that the Bengals can maybe keep it close here. I do have my doubts about their defense. Still, I know they looked a little bit better, but I'll say this about Jake Browning. He at least knows the offense. He's thrown to these guys a ton. And they do have some really good weapons that feel unguardable when you're talking about guys like Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins and company. But for Carson Wentz, like, what do we expect here? Like, it's wild, the array of outcomes. Because, like, Carson Wentz is a journeyman for a reason at this juncture in his career. But also, he's a veteran quarterback. Mm-hmm. Like, usually an angle that I think we talk about in betting is backup quarterbacks and how much the spread changes. And if it's a veteran guy who at least knows the cadences and how to run an offense, sometimes you can get some value there. But these are two backup quarterbacks. So I'm not sure what way to spin this one. Maybe you look at a total, but I don't really trust this Bengals defense to keep things together. If there's ever a spot for Carson Wentz to maybe like put up some points, it's against this defense.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way as well. I mean, a Brian Flores defense is very difficult to prepare for, but there is too much variance here. Like, I feel like as much as I think the Vikings are the right side, Jake Browning has had more starting experience over the past few years than Carson Wentz just because Joe Burrow has been so banged up. What's that?
Yeah. With that team, too.
With that team, right. Offense. He hasn't bounced around. So at least he knows the offense. He has that as much of a rapport as you can have with a team as a backup quarterback. So that maybe is your sabotage factor there. So I would probably lean Vikings, but not going to play it. I will say this. The Browns are hosting the Packers in Cleveland, and the Packers are laying 8. And I feel like this is a really good spot to jump in on the Browns, which I know sounds crazy. It's not so much about Cleveland so much as it is. I feel like the market has gotten way too hot on the Packers. Like 8 points against a Browns defense, which is really, really good, which could keep this sort of close, I think is too many. And also, aren't the Packers now, haven't they overtaken the Eagles as the favorites to win the NFC? So they're still a really good team, but I think we need to pump the brakes a little bit, and this line reflects how everyone is just all over Green Bay. I'd be on the Browns here.
I don't know if I'm as brave as you are in taking the points, and I will say this. You have had the stones to play the Browns before in the first game this season against the Bengals, and they cover that number, but the Packers do look like a more complete team. But I will say this. If you want to do like a soft fade maybe of Green Bay, you go with the under here. However, it's not going to make the card for me because 41.5 just makes me too nervous. Like, because, you know, it can be a defensive showdown, and this one can still go over the number 41.5. Like, you're playing the number at the end of the day, but look at both these defenses. Like, I think Green Bay is going to have some problems, you know, with this defensive line of Cleveland. Myles Garrett obviously is an absolute beast. And then you look at Green Bay, which, you know, Micah Parsons, Rashawn Gary, all of these pieces. So I do think it's going to be a low-scoring affair. And that goes into the handicap for Cleveland as well. If you think points are going to be at a premium, you would take the 8.5.
Yes, I totally agree. And I kind of feel that that's going to be the case here. You look at these two defenses, and a low total, 8 is a lot of points, sort of points you in that direction. So maybe I'll...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
I add that to the card, but I like Cleveland a lot this week. Steelers and Patriots. Steelers laying 1.5 on the road. I kind of think the Patriots outright here might be the play. Drake May, I don't know if you saw some of the throws he was making last week against Miami, but he is really rounding into the franchise quarterback that the Patriots want him to be. And some of those throws were just world class. And you can see it happen. You can see it coming together. Also, with the Steelers, you know, Aaron Rodgers is not what he used to be. Patriots are at home. I think I'd take New England on the money line here.
I can't believe what we've seen from this Pittsburgh defense, right? Mm-hmm. Like, would you imagine that the first two games of the season that Pittsburgh would combine to give up 63 points over their first two games? Like, that's the wild part to me, is that usually you can trust this Pittsburgh defense, but it hasn't really been the case. So maybe we see, like, a semblance of that defense come back in this one. And the question I have for New England is that, yes, we see flashes from Drake May, but is it going to be a consistent thing? You know, because sometimes with young quarterbacks, success does not go in a straight line. Sometimes there's, you know, peaks and valleys, and sometimes they struggle. So it just doesn't feel like a team that I want to trust just yet. I know maybe you're still getting a good number and, you know, you're buying low, I suppose, on the Patriots. But I don't know. The Patriots aren't a team I'm going to trust with my money just yet. Maybe Pittsburgh has some fight in them. And I will say this. Isn't there like all kinds of, oh, they're not favored in this game. I was going to say Pittsburgh is underdogs, usually really good. But they are favored on the road in this game. So this is a stay away from me.
Fair enough. All right. You don't trust the Patriots, which is, don't blame you. I get that. What is a team you do trust here when you look at the early slate?
All right, so teams that we do trust, which it feels like there are very few and far between, I'm going to go with an underdog in the Texans and Jaguars game, because a team on the flip side that I do not trust is the Jags. Like, if this game is close, like, which team are you trusting? And I feel like this is going to be a really tough matchup for Trevor Lawrence going against this Texans defensive line that gave the Bucs, you know, kind of issues in that game. Plus, they have Derek Stingley Jr., who you just talked about that great story with John Madden. That secondary is extremely good. So I think that you look at this offense for the Texans, you say, okay, this offense does not look good. C.J. Stroud is running for his life. But the thing is, they still went toe-to-toe with the Bucs. That game was really close, despite C.J. Stroud, like, you know, getting pressured, it felt like every single play. So I'm going to go with the Texans on the road here. I think they are the better team. And in crunch time, I think I trust C.J. Stroud a little bit more.
Yeah, and this is a real desperation spot for the Texans. Like, they have to have this dub, right? That goes into the handicap, I think, a lot. They're 0-2. They absolutely cannot afford to go 0-3. And in the clutch, I'm like you, I'll take Stroud. I like the under as well, like both of those plays. But I think the Texans are the one team you have to kind of hammer this week. They cannot afford to go winless after week three. What do you think about the Rams visiting the Eagles? Is it a letdown spot for Philly? Still undefeated, laying 3.5 at home. I kind of like the Rams here getting a hook. I think the Rams can hang with Philly.
I wish this number was a little higher because I do think the Rams can keep it close. But I don't know. Like, if the Eagles have a touchdown lead going into, like, the last 5 minutes of the game, it just feels like nobody can stop them just because their run game is so good. And last time the Rams and Eagles faced off, Saquon Barkley had over 200 yards rushing. So, like, that's the thing that we did not see last week, is that Saquon was, you know, limited on the ground by the Kansas City defense. And we really haven't seen this Eagles offense really hit their stride, you know? So people even have their questions about the Eagles, who are still undefeated, mind you. So I think that I'm not going to play anything in this game minus some props. I do think props are a great look in this game because the Rams are going to have to sling it. And Matt Stafford threw for over 300 yards last time around because we do have a template for this game back, you know, in the playoffs last year. But do remember that game was like in the snow. There should not be those type of elements in this game. I still think the Eagles could cover this number. Like, is it going to shock me if the Rams keep it close? No. But 3.5, I don't know. If it was closer to like 6, I would be interested, but 3.5 is a no.
I'd take the Rams here. I'm not going to play it. I'm like you. Because the Eagles, I think the worry is, will the Eagles finally take advantage of all their weapons on offense and just explode? But I just don't know if they're that team. At some point, their receivers are going to get frustrated, particularly A.J. Brown. But this is a Rams defense thus far that is a top 10 defense. They played really strong against the Eagles last year. Remember, that was a really close game. So I think they can kind of keep it close here. Matthew Stafford looks good. Eagles are 17-1 outright in their last 18. They've been unbelievable. So I think there's a strong possibility the Eagles win outright but don't cover the number. And also, let's not sleep on the fact that I think there could be maybe a bit of a letdown here for the Eagles. Like, I know it's against the Rams, they're back home, but there's no way after all the buildup of Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl rematch that maybe there's not a bit of an emotional letdown for Philly, so I think I'll be on the Rams plus the 3.5. What else do you like, Chelsea?
All right, so I don't think I'm playing anything else in this slate, but let's talk about Colts and Titans for a second, because I do think it looks very obvious on the surface. You're like, oh, take the Colts, right? Titans are terrible, which is true. But you've got to remember, this is absolutely a rivalry game. And I think this every single year. No matter how good or bad a team is in this rivalry, these games are always close. So I know that a lot of people are probably going to be on the Colts this week. And maybe Jonathan Taylor like rumbles for a bunch of yards. But I will say this. The Titans' run defense has been pretty decent. So if they can stop Jonathan Taylor and maybe take, you know, one of the factors of this offense away. I know Daniel Jones has been really good, but I don't know. That one has a huge sabotage factor in it. And maybe, maybe, just maybe, Brian Callahan will learn the rules and Cam Ward can actually have a breakout game, because Cam Ward's looked decent. There has been things to like about this Titans team. It's just the Colts have just looked unstoppable.
I like a lot of dogs this week. I'm really tempted to take the Jets plus 3 in Tampa, because if you look at that, this is about matchups, right? Yeah. So if you look... if you look at the matchup that we saw between the Bucs and Texans, the Texans' defensive front, particularly Will Anderson, gave the Bucs a lot of trouble, right? And I feel like the Jets can do the same with their defensive front. Also, this is a short week for the Bucs. You know, coming back in the last minute to get that win against the Texans, I feel like that Jets defensive front, again, is going to be the real differentiator here. So I would take the New York Football Jets. I was on them last week. That was a loser, but I think 7 points is too many for a Bucs team that maybe settles back a little bit after a nice start to the season. Coming up next year on the show. Oh, we're not done. We are far from done here on the show. We got football. We got football and more football, including a battle in the AFC West between the Broncos and the Chargers. So we've looked at the early slate. Now we'll shift to the afternoon. That's Chelsea. I'm Jinx. It is the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. Come on back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.